Now, we're going to really warm up before we get to internal validity, because there's a lot of language and ideas that you can do it either way. You can say, here's the elements of internal validity, and here's what the hell we mean. Or we can build up a language ahead of time and then use that language to articulate what we mean by internal validity and its elements. I'm the bottom-up sort of folk, so we're going to try that one. Okay, stuff you should have in your head. We have three kinds of knowledge: descriptive, predictive, and causal or understanding. That's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to acquire and evaluate knowledge. A preferred way of going after knowledge is hypothesis testing. We form a hypothesis based on theory in the literature, and then we go test it in this class in a quantitative empirical manner. There's a correspondence between the kind of hypotheses and the kinds that we test and the kind of knowledge we're looking for. So we have descriptive, predictive, and causal or understanding knowledge that we look for with attributive, associative, and causal hypotheses. Which two are dependent on which one? Because we are quantitative empiricists, if we cannot describe things and measure them, we're kind of boogered up. There are certain dependencies, there's certain parallels, and there's certain dependencies, and we're gonna articulate that pretty carefully. So we got four kinds of validity: measurement, internal, external, and statistical conclusion validity. Once again, those are the things you think about before you say if you like a study or not, and that's the language you use to explain your saying of whether you like something or not. The language of validity is the language of articulation and evaluation. Which three are dependent on which one? Again, we are empirical quantitative types. If we can't measure things, we can't talk about their validity. Sometimes that measurement is qualitative or categorical. Sometimes it's quantitative of different types. But if we want to talk about what we did, we have to be able to measure characteristics and behaviors and processes. Pretty much it comes down to those three. We have to be able to measure them so we can say what we did. So everything's dependent on measurement, just like everything's dependent on descriptive knowledge up here. Which is often most important to basic researchers, particularly lab researchers? The typical reason to bring something into the laboratory is to control it. If you're worried about control, it's probably because you're worried about internal validity and causal interpretability. Reducing the number of active variables in a study, making the relationship between those active variables easier to articulate, describe, replicate, and extend. Which is often most important for applied researchers and practitioners? Issues of external validity. Again, I really like my my very informal way of characterizing external validity. What have we learned? How far can we push it? What are all the bits and pieces of what we did so we can say, this is what we did and this is what we think we learned about? Then we use that and the standards of our research community to say, how far can we push it? I ran rats. Does that tell me about school children? Depends on the topic. I've kidded for years that I'm really grateful that I started out as an elementary educator and was taught things in the physical education department, like separation of knowing about and knowing how to, because those distinctions that were focused at that particular population have been really, really helpful for this population. Because y'all need to know how to do things, not just about them. Having a word list in your head is a start. And so what happens depends upon whether you're focusing on what elements of validity. So which one is dependent on which three? Statistical conclusion validity, getting it right, is dependent on measurement, internal and external validity. It's not hard, it makes sense. If you have the wrong sample, you might get the wrong answer. If you've done something in your setting, task, and when you collected things that creates some bubble that isn't representative, you might get the wrong answer. If you have confounds in your study, it may change the answer. Because that's why we worry about confounds, whether we're doing attributive, associative, or causal hypothesis tests. because confounds change results. Variables wandering around willy-nilly, having their impact on studies, change results. And measurement, how you measure things, measuring them well or poorly, obviously is going to impact on your results. And so if the one is dependent on the other three, what are the four things that influence it? I like these add-on lists. These three influence that. So what are the four things that influence? Well, those three and chance. Because unexpected, unintentional, didn't really try for it, shit happens, sampling variability can reach in and change a study. When we start talking about things like outlier analyses and stuff like that, I will tell you stories about what can only be thought of as chance reaching in and changing results, with some interesting results to the results. What are the four elements of external validity? Population setting, task stimulus, and temporal social. That's got to be wandering through your head. You got to look at them every time. You got to worry about them every time. Which of these are involved in what we will call sampling? All of them. When we say sampling, we mean whence came our data. And they didn't just come from people that we hope represent a population, or animals, or rocks, or bits of chemistry, or Geopotheus fuscus, which was one of my first taxonomic studies. We were trying to show that the genetic studies, the earliest genetic studies, were wrong, and that there were in fact multiple subspecies, not one. Boy, that was a pissing match. We'll tell you more about that. When we talk about sampling, we talk about representation and inference. From whom do we have data, and who are we going to claim that we're able to talk about? Then we'll worry about the external validity of pushing it out. So, these are the answers. There's always answers because it's teasing to not have answers.